in Italiano, and you better listen now, my boy and my little girl, or you will wake up tomorrow with one leg in hell. This is Gian and Odvar from In the Woods making some inferno for you back home. Enjoy.
Allora, siamo qui fuori dal Drachma Club, intervista con gli In the Woods. Hi, Ian.
Hello, Inferno Man.
Tell me a few things about the last release of In the Woods, the 7-inch.
Basically, it's about two songs on the 7-inch, and it's the first song is like a cover version of an American band from the 60s and 70s called Jefferson's Airplane. The song is White Rabbit, and we just thought we might do our own version of it because it fits the sound of the band. And the other song is like a new version of one of the songs from the debut album, which was kind of, it's kind of a live version that we do live instead of like a different version from the studio recording.
And what about the future releases of In the Woods?
We have a new album coming out in March, maybe April next year, 97, which will be another full length, about 70 minutes of music, I guess. Yeah.
And do you know for what label?
Misanthropy, of course.
Misanthropy, of course. And we've got the guitar player too. Can you tell me a little biography of In the Woods?
We started as two bands that joined together, and we all, yeah, two bands joined
mixing
together, yeah, mixing all the different music influences. Like one of the bands played very heavy music, like death and whatever, and the other band played more trash-like, and we just mixed that together.
And are you satisfied with the response of Heart of the Ages?
Yeah, it's a very good, very good work by the record company, I think.
And what about your on-stage live activity? And which countries are the best to play?
Yeah, well, we work very good live together, I think. If somebody misses a cue, another guy will make the cue right on time. And what countries? Germany is very good. Germany is very good. The crowd is very usually very large. And yeah.
And what are your lyrics mainly based on?
Everything we think about, everything we do, like it's like basic influences from everywhere, and it's just like experiences of life, of what you see, what you listen to, what you smell, what you fear, what you love, anything.
Yeah, and what do you think about the metal, in general, metal scene in Scandinavia?
It's quite a good metal bands, but the good ones, they don't play death or black metal.
No?
No.
Do you like progressive bands like Englegard, Anecdoton?
No. Marvelous.
Marvelous?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And what are your favorite bands all around the world instead?
We don't usually have any favorite bands, we just listen to quality music basically, you know, within every kind of genre, like say everything from classical music to modern techno stuff, ambient, whatever, heavy metal, rock, blues, pop, you know, you name it, and we listen to it.
And how is the live situation in Scandinavia in order to play?
It depends, you know, on the cities and the towns and whatever, the crowd. It's like some people, in some cities you have like a lot of concerts going from both national and international bands, but others, you know, towns, smaller towns, you don't have too much activity on the live front. But it's, I think it's okay in general, you know, if you like to see like a big concert, at least for us, we have to drive, say, 5 hours by car or by train, you know, to get there. So usually we just sit back home and get pissed.
And so, could you say a final message to our listeners?
What am I going to say? Keep listening to our music and the music in general, because
it enlightens your mind.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Yeah. And from Jan?
I think the Italian people should go as mad as they did last night on the gig in Rome, because that was fucking inferno. So I think, you know, better listen to some heavy metal, listen to whatever music you like, just keep the flame burning and keep everything good going and have enjoy the pleasures of life.
Thank you, and see you on the next gig.
Thank you very much as well.
Thank you.